were asked today was to consider progress on the variation of the county development plan for the preferred route corridor. That's not the final decision yet on the variation of the county development plan. That will be coming further down the road. But what I raised today was in relation to the many link roads and service roads, as they're called, and the number of people who were not aware that they were going to be affected at all by the TEN-T. And it's only in the last week or fortnight that I've discovered that because of these link roads or service roads, that they are being discommoded in many ways, and in particular I refer to the fact that when I asked a question in the July meeting about the convoy road, I was told then that there was no proposal to go out the convoy road. Now there's a new road being made in regards from the convoy road onto the roundabout, the same on the Cullen Road, and many people are being discommoded.
So from your point of view, then, a lot of discussion to take place before there can be agreement on this.
A lot of
ground still to cover.
There certainly is, like, you know, and I think myself, you know, that in fairness, the officials that we've been dealing with haven't been just totally upfront with us as elected members to let us know what exactly was happening.